Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Thank you for joining us this Saturday morning, where we generally like to think we talk about things that are dear to you, yourself, and your home, where we answer any question you might have about projects you're trying to get done in, about, and around your house, home, castle, or cabin. You can give us a ring, dial 1-888-767-4348, and we'll do everything we can to go to work for you. In the last hour, we took a call from Fred in Tucson, had a flood in a real, authentic adobe home and how to fix it. Maybe you don't have that kind of a problem, but I tell you what, we've been around long enough. We know who to get Fred in touch with. As a matter of fact, we've got Dr. David Dean here, who has done quite a bit of work in historical home remodeling throughout your tenure here in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And so even Dr. Dean pitched in offline and said, hey, Jim Garrison, he's got a report on that. I've got a copy of it. I'll get it to you. So, Fred, all the powers that be, we're going to put all of our building and remodeling experience to work for you, and we'll get you the answer. We'll get you the guy you're looking for. And this all goes back to the lesson I learned the very first day I came to do my very first broadcast, when they said, okay, Rosie, we like your idea. You can start Saturday. I thought, oh, what have I done? Oh, no. Jennifer taps me on the back, gives me a little kiss on the cheek, and says, you'll do great. But if you don't know, say you don't know. She says, this town's filled with Motorola and Honeywell engineers that are just going to be gunning for you to know everything about everything. She says, just be everybody's best friend. Be that nephew that's in the trades. And even if he can't fix it, he knows somebody that fixes it. You've been building and remodeling here in town long enough that there isn't any expert someone would need that you can't put them in touch with. Just be that facilitator of answers. And that's how our vision statement was born. Arizona, Rosie on the House, to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. So that's what we work. We've got a little follow-up to do from last week.
We had our weekly to-do. Technisecurity was in, talking about remote home monitoring, and they gave an offer that is good through today. Obviously, they're not going to be answering the phones today, but you can still contact them through the end of the day. If you have security services you would like for your home, they're offering the first 3 months free. A camera, for a front door camera of choice. And with the new system, it will include fire and smoke detection. Technisecurity, you can find them at rosieonthehouse.com in the security section category. And we'd like to welcome a new partner as well. Well, they even aren't sure how to say their name. They've just changed it. It used to be Honest Appliance. Well, now it's Honest Appliance Service Sales and Repair. And the acronym for that is HASSAR. So they're not sure if they're going to be Hassar or Hassair or exactly how to pronounce it. But they are in Buckeye. So if you've got appliance repairs, we've got two great companies now, Buyer Appliance in Tempe. And then we've got Hassar. Hassar sounds more grand. Hassar in Buckeye. For making it through the screening process at rosieonthehouse.com. And we've got an opening. We've got a gentleman who has the architecture work. He just wrote this great review on Chauncey Meyer Architects.
Yeah.
He got this workshop built, all designed and decked out for him now. And now he needs a concrete contractor to break ground, get the footings, and set the slab. And we don't have a concrete contractor in Tucson. So if you know a good concrete contractor that would be worthy of Rosie on the House certification, let us know who they are, and we'll get the application sent to them and see if they can make the screening process. Have to be in business locally 5 years. Our top-selling item this week at Rosie on the House was the American flag, and we're giving three of them away today as well. If you listen to Dr. Dean, who's joining us in studio here, professor at Grand Canyon University, professor of history at Grand Canyon University. He's been sharing us Independence Day facts, trivia, and if you pay attention to what he says, at the end of the hour, we'll ask a question based on his content, and we'll pick a random right winner of everyone that texts in the correct answer once we ask it at the end of the hour. Send you an American-made flag by Valley Forge Flag Company.
Yeah, we've been talking about American history. We've been talking about pickles, too.
That's right.
And July 4th. And, you know, another July 4th kind of commodity is ice cream. Dolly Madison, James Madison's wife, she was very fond of ice cream, used to serve it in the White House. In fact, her favorite flavor was oyster.
Hmm. Okay.
Oyster ice cream. Hey, supposed to don't knock it until you try it, I guess, right?
I get now. I've eaten oysters about every way you can, but I've never had oyster ice cream.
Do you mix the classic cocktail sauce with the horseradish and Tabasco?
And you just slurp it down right out of the cone.
Wow.
You know?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Oyster Rockefeller a la mode.
There's something you can only learn at Rosie on the House. Dolly Madison's favorite ice cream flavor.
Now, something else. Oatmeal ice cream sounds awful, but it's actually, I tried it, and it is very good. The restaurant that it's not there anymore in Globe. Was it Crestline?
Yeah, Crestline Steakhouse.
Yeah, not there anymore, but that was actually surprisingly good.
It was delicious. Oatmeal ice cream. Oatmeal cookie ice cream. It was
fantastic. I like vanilla. Vanilla.
Well, you know, God made peaches for homemade ice cream. That's the only reason peaches exist. Slice up peaches, throw them in the homemade ice cream churn.
And canned peaches.
And you're a big fan of canned peaches?
Oh, right out of the can. Yeah. Give me a fork, open the can, and leave me alone.
In syrup.
Yeah, the leave me alone part. I think the
syrup's dripping down his shirt.
We were talking earlier today about kitchen remodeling, and a report that Howes came out with saying the kitchen is king. And in their studies, they determined that the median spend on a kitchen remodel was about $12,000, and it took 4.5 months to complete. Now, folks, I don't mean to be sarcastic, but that might be a really good reason why you might not go to Howes to pick your contractors. If it takes somebody 4.5 months to do a $12,000 kitchen remodel, you're looking in the wrong place.
You could spend that on cabinet hardware if you wanted to.
Well, and that's what I tell people. I want to do a kitchen remodel. Can I do it for this? I said, well, let me start describing it to you like this. Whatever you spend on cabinets, if you're going to replace everything, whatever you spend on cabinets, if we're going to remove the cabinets, the countertops, the flooring, probably get rid of some soffits from the Ferdown air conditioning. We're going to update all that ugly fluorescent lighting. We're going to give you some nice LED lighting. Whatever you spend on cabinets, your kitchen remodel is going to be 4 to 5 times that. And it's hard to spend less than $7,000 or $8,000 on a small kitchen cabinet package if you want to buy any quality of cabinet at all. So you're instantly at $30,000 in the blink of an eye. And I can tell you at Rosie Wright Remodeling, the median kitchen remodel price is almost 100. And I'll tell you one thing, we've never taken 4 months to do a kitchen that size. So just buyer beware. That's all I've got to say. But Remodeling Magazine comes up with cost versus value reports every year. And they've been doing it for about 20 years. And a minor kitchen remodel nationally is at $24,000. So exactly twice what Howes is saying you can do it for. And it doesn't talk about the duration. But we like to design the kitchen, get the kitchen's cabinets completely specified, order the cabinets, and have them on hand before we ever even start the job. And when we start a kitchen remodeling job, we'll have you back up and operating in just about 3.5 weeks, not 4.5 months. So there's my tip and guidance on kitchen remodeling. I want to bring back, I want to invite y'all to call if you have a question about home improvement, 1-888-767-4348. When you hear it answer, the auto attendant will answer. Just quick push 1, and that'll put you right in direct contact with us here in studio. We're down one critical team member today. Precious Sweet Jennifer isn't here today. So we're doing call screening with Mr. Gary D. and Romy. Whenever they see the phone ring, one of them grabs it. So we'll get you taken care of.
Romy's beating me 4-1 right now.
And we're here with Dr. David Dean talking about the Declaration of Independence, the reason we celebrate Independence Day, July 4th.
Sure. And one of the things that I think that we really want to focus on when we talk about kind of the spirit of the revolution, spirit of Independence Day, we're in troubled times now, and a lot of people are thinking about our foundation and what does it mean and whatnot. And you have to go back to the very original ideology of John Locke and his idea about the social contract. Government and the people enter into a contract, a relationship with each other. We loan power, our freedoms, to that government in exchange for that government doing things for us. And then particularly, Locke would say, life, liberty, and property, or Jefferson changed that to the pursuit of happiness. It means the same thing. Locke was saying that we have the right to our life, that we get up every day and that freedom to use our faculties, our mental abilities, our physical abilities to work, to serve others, to build our communities, to have the life that we set out in front of us, not dictated by heritage, not dictated by others, not dictated by it. You make of it what you want. And then the liberty of sharing that experience, helping someone else live that life that they want and you live. And then the pursuit of happiness or property, you get the fruit of that. Whatever that labor, whatever that effort is, you should have the benefit of that. If you want to remodel your house or buy a car or
no,
save
no,
for
no,
colleges.
No, remodel a house.
If you want to do those things, that buy a Corvair, you got to get that in. that's the pursuit of happiness. Whatever makes you happy, you should have the benefit of that. And government is there to give you that protection of your life, your liberty, and that pursuit of happiness.
Young people, I hope you hear the difference between what we're saying right now and the perception you may be developing of government, where they guarantee you everything you want or need. That isn't what we were founded on.